Here's how Thomas O'Halloran explains the difference between weather and climate.
The weather tells you what to wear today, and climate tells you what should be in your closet.
O'Halloran's a research assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Resources at Virginia Tech. A self-described weather geek, his team is measuring not only short-term fluctuations, but also creating long-term models with the data. He designed and built a brand new observation tower perched 60 feet above the tree line in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's gathering information 24/7 in the middle of a loblolly pine forest planted 25 years ago.
A pine plantation is a managed ecosystem. It's the kind of thing in the context of climate. If we want to take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and put it into forests, it might be advisable to expand the forested area, to plant more trees. And so part of our research is asking the question, what kinds of vegetation, what kinds of trees or forests are most beneficial to climate?
The question needs answering before policy decisions can be made on the worldwide effort to combat global warming.
So the scientific community has set this goal of 2 degrees Celsius of warming. We've said if we can limit climate warming to 2 degrees or less, we think the effects won't be catastrophic. And so that is our goal.
Scientists say transitioning from burning fossil fuels to more renewable energy is one part.
But another thing that needs to be part of our portfolio is in managing the land surface. Right now, the terrestrial biosphere, the global land surface, the vegetation, the plants, the forests, do us the favor of taking about a quarter of the carbon dioxide we put in the atmosphere back out. And the ocean does another quarter.
So how many dollars do those quarters add up to? As political leaders discuss the possibility of carbon credit markets, it will be important to know the numbers.
If we're going to put a dollar value on carbon, then we need to know how to put it into forests, how to keep it in forests, whether those forests, how sensitive they are to drought, how prone are they to fire. Because if you spend money, if you say, we're going to put X amount of carbon into a forest and then it burns up, that carbon is now back in the atmosphere, right? So we have to be very careful about crediting these things, insuring against those kinds of scenarios.
O'Halloran is working closely with Virginia Tech's Quinn Thomas. Thomas was instrumental in saving this state-of-the-art land atmosphere research station when it looked like Sweetbriar College in Central Virginia might close its doors last year. Scientists around the world were concerned about the fate of the tower until Tech stepped in with additional new technology and invited O'Halloran to join its faculty. Now that Sweetbriar has remained up and running, the tower is a collaboration between the two institutions. And one of the things researchers there are finding is that climate itself is something of a collaboration between forests and the atmosphere as they exchange energy and carbon dioxide. Studies from the new tower are showing that when temperatures rise, this pine forest produces more particles that become airborne, slightly lowering the air temperature.
And what's even cooler than that is that those particles that the forests make, because they interact with clouds and radiation, they're potentially modifying, the forest is modifying its own environment, right? If it can affect radiation in a cloud, then that actually affects the functioning and photosynthesis of the forest. So now you have a mechanism, not just where the atmosphere affects the forest, but the forest is affecting the atmosphere. And we say that that's a coupled system. They're essentially the forest and the atmosphere talking to each other. And so we're just starting to get some understanding of how that system works.
The webcam at the Sweetbriar Land Area Research Station went live over the weekend with weather data and video from the site. So now weather geeks and climate scientists anywhere in the world can check in anytime. I'm Robbie Harris.